If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola.
Long time listener, couple time caller. Thanks for coming to Tracytown. I know us guys on the Kitsap Peninsula enjoyed you.
Awesome. Dude, it was great. Awesome. It was a really good time.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I think Thrill and I said, right, 10 times that day.
What?
Awesome event. Get home, yeah. Son.
God almighty. Jesus.
That had nothing to do with Reverend
No,
Ted.
No. All right, Gary, let's go with this one. Based on your education, did your education help you? Do you believe as far as your job?
Of course it did.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you, what did you do there?
I had a, after my 20 years in the Navy as a Navy Chief Petty Officer Air Crewman, I decided to go into the science world. So I went to school and learned about fishies. So
you said fishies or feces?
Fishes, not feces.
Oh, I wasn't sure, man.
Poo on you.
That's a Bremerton joke.
No, I went to work for the Washington State Fish and Wildlife. And
awesome.
After college, I got a biology degree in fisheries. I worked for Oregon State, which I retired from in 2023. I'm sitting
nice.
On my back porch sucking down a men's room IPA and talking with you boys.
Nice.
There you go.
What
That's
was the,
awesome.
What was the best part of your job working for the wildlife and fisheries?
Meeting with the people. I remember we used to go to, like, fishing derbies, you know, state-sponsored and such. It was the teaching the dads that didn't know how to fish how to teach their kids how to fish.
Okay.
That's what gave me the best, you know? I mean, when you're walking around, I'm picking up trash, washing everybody, and the dad comes up and says, teach me how to do this so I can teach my kid. I was like, you got it, brother.
Yeah, that's
what,
cool.
What man. Is the, Gary, what's the one thing that people eat that you would say you probably shouldn't? Like sturgeon
what do
or
you
something.
Mean by,
well, I mean, just like,
oh,
don't eat
well,
that. You know?
Yeah, you go to a seafood restaurant,
right,
what are you like?
That's a 70-year-old animal. Should you be eating that? That kind of a thing.
No, don't eat, don't eat marlin, swordfish. They're highly pelagic, and they pick up all the crud that the little guys build because they're apex predators.
Right.
Don't eat sharks.
Is that because of mercury?
It's mercury. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mercury.
We had that. We were one of
and PCPs. Don't forget about the PCPs.
There was a restaurant
acid.
I worked at.
What are PCPs?
And,
acid.
They're in the fish too.
Yeah, all the plastics and stuff.
Oh.
We worked at a restaurant.
Yeah.
It was a seafood restaurant, and I can't remember if it was marlin or swordfish, but at the time, and we ran it as a special. It was not on the menu as normal, but we knew it was coming, and we're talking to the chef, and we're like, hey, man, everything we're reading right now, like, this is kind of the last thing you want to eat. And he's like, well, you know, it is what it is. People don't have to order it. Fine. So we get the stuff
don't
delivered.
Don't candle it. You ever candle it?
Yes, we had to handle. We're filleting this stuff, and I remember there was these, like...
candle. Candle, not handle.
Candle it?
Candle it, yeah, dude.
What does that mean, to candle it?
Check it out. That means to shine a light among a fillet and see how many worms are in there.
Well, that was what I was going to tell you. We had to pull the worms out with tweezers, but the worms that we saw were like this bright blue. Dude, it was so gross. I can't.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had to make a pile. So as we're cleaning all this fish out, man, there's a pile of these weird blue worms, some still moving, most not. And I'm like, we're serving this. And Chef's like, yep, I would not eat that if my life depended on it.
Gary, did any of your military experience help with your school?
No, I was an air crewman. I did stuff that I can't tell you about and, you know, jumped in the water and did stuff like that and, hauled stuff. I met Noriega. I called you guys about that. I met Manuel Noriega
before.
He no longer exists. yeah, no, I just, you know, I was a firefighter as well, which is kind of strange. I was a unique breed in the Navy. My rating was firefighting, but I was a naval air crewman.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't have that anymore. The naval air crewman is a rating now.
How many fires did you put out?
Oh, jeez. I fought those things. I was ankles deep in jet A1 fuel on the USS Nimitz during the Gulf War. It was pretty bad. We didn't catch fire then. Most of my fires were training. The only one I really had to put out was a helicopter that landed hard. And, that one, we poked it out real quick. That was during my early days, back in the 80s.
All right. Well, Gary, you've had a hell of a life.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Reason we asked, did your education help you? A growing share of Gen Z workers are now questioning whether college delivers on its promise. So, according to a new report from Resume Genius, nearly 1 in 4 Gen Z employees say a higher education was not worth it, while almost 1 in 5 feel their degree did not help their career at all.
I absolutely believe it.
Now, they say, while most in the particular demographic have pursued some form of college, many are now second-guessing whether it actually paid off, especially those who did not major in the fields like STEM or healthcare, but among
specific stuff
and medical grads, 87% did find their degree helpful. But that figure drops to 51% for those in arts, humanities, and social sciences.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Except it's not like science specific. I think a lot of times people go to school because the places that hire say it's required. Even though, you know, like my brother, I get electrical engineering. Like, this is a very specific thing. He knew he was interested. It's understandable why you go to school for that. But like you said, if you're doing something in the humanities or arts or philosophy or blah, 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 it's maybe it helps you, but it won't be worth the money you spent to get it. Maybe that's the way to put it.
They say, I've given a do-over. Many Gen Zers say they would choose a different path. Maybe a more lucrative field. Trade, less expensive school, or basically just jumping straight into entrepreneurship. But still not everyone is disillusioned. About a third are satisfied with their educational choices, and those that hold a master's degree tend to be the most content, though they also wish
because
that they'd...
Because there's a pay difference. My brother had a bachelor's in electrical engineering, and he was working, like I said, not at NASA, but whoever they subcontract to. And they said, we want to promote you. He says, cool, but basically our company policy is you have to have your master's degree. They paid for him to get his master's at Hopkins, and when he was done, his pay increase was substantial.
Almost all said they wish they would have spent less on tuition.
Yep.
Gen Z is also redefining what a successful career looks like. More than half hold a side hustle, and another quarter are considering one, often just out of financial necessity, creative interest, or desire to build something on their own. So side gigs based on the fact that they're just interested in the field or they need the money. They just want to do it.
But you can understand needing the money because, you know, when you look at things, inflation and everything else severely, severely outpaces pay.
Correct.
So even if you, quote unquote, have a decent paying job, the cost of things around you goes up all the time exponentially, right? So you end up having to do your side hustle or a second job or something just to make ends meet, just to buy normal stuff like groceries.
Right.
For Christ's sake.
Yeah.
There's some people that like to do that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But like, and granted, it's just in the article, but I hate that. It's like, oh, you need a side hustle. Like, no, they need jobs that pay a living wage.
Right. That's literally
people shouldn't have to work 2 jobs. You know?
That's it. Right. But yeah. God, we went to the grocery store.
Now, I know some people that will do extra jobs all the time. Just because
they like the extra money, but it's not necessarily. Man, we went to the when we got back from Florida and just kind of re-upped the groceries. I could not believe how much everything costs.
It's ridiculous.
And my wife said, "Why does everything cost so much?" I said, "Because this is the truth of capitalism, Mark. Certain things cost more because that is the situation, right? Whether it's eggs because all this crap's going on. But once everyone else knows you expect to pay more at the grocery store, even those things that don't need to jack up the price to make the cost." They're going to jack up the price because you go with the expectation to pay more. It's that simple, right? So I could jack up the price of Pop-Tarts. There's no reason I need to. But if you're going to the grocery store believing that you're already going to spend more on groceries, I'm going to jack up the price. You don't single me out. I'm just another face in the crowd of expensive groceries. I will say the one thing that I have noticed that irritates me, all right? So we go to the grocery store, you get a couple paper bags for the purposes of recycling. before you had to pay for them, they were whatever size they are. Have you noticed how much shorter they are now?
Oh, they definitely got smaller. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Now that you pay for them, so think about it. Now that you have to pay to get the paperback, and look, it's not like they overcharge you $10 million, 5 cents, 2 cents, whatever. But, yeah, man, we'll take out 3 paper bags. So it's just 15 cents. But you add that up over millions of customers in the course of a day. I mean, they're making bank on this. So the thing is, my recycling container and our little recycling drawer thing in the kitchen, it is the same size, okay? So we've been going through the old bags, and it goes to the top. And I want to say those recycling containers are even designed with the idea that you put a standard grocery paper bag in there. So I put a bag in last week and looked at my wife. I'm like, what's up with this bag? She's like, what do you mean? I said, it's maybe 3/4, probably closer to 60% as tall. I figured maybe we just got some short bags. Now that we're going through them all the time, I'm like, these sons of bitches are making the bags small. Now that they charge you money for them, they give you less bag.
Well, when
the bags were free, they were what?
Those paper bags always charge you.
No, they do, but they didn't always. Remember that, especially here in Seattle, because it used to be, hey, man.
Right, right. But I'm saying, like, the bags got smaller recently.
Yeah.
Like, I've been paying for those damn bags.
No, we've been paying for them. I'm saying it occurred to someone going, hey, you realize people, right, probably the last 5-10 years, we've been paying for it. But somebody in corporate said, dude, they're already paying for it. We can make a bigger profit off of this if we give them less bag. And I understand it's just a paper bag, but it's the point where it's like, are you kidding me, man? Mm-hmm, so seriously, yeah, your paper bags are shorter than they used to be. Paper bags. Can we win? And there's probably a reason why, because you go to the grocery store, you're buying your grocery, you need to buy more bags to accommodate your same number of groceries.
Yeah.
So they can make an extra 10 cents off of you. But again, when you add that up in the course of a day, a week, a month, a year, they're making bank. And I'm just like, Jesus, is anything freaking safe?
Random.
Can I just get a paper bag, man? Random.